Hey, there we go. Oh, I forget this room has a bit of an echo, huh? All right, with that, folks, we're going to go ahead and... Wow, that echo's going to be sticking around for a while, huh? Well, with that, we'll go ahead and call Long Range to order. If we could please take the roll.
Vice Chair Cuff.
Here.
Senator Lang.
Here.
Senator Boldman.
I'm here.
Representative Emmerger.
Here.
Representative Fitzpatrick.
Excused.
Representative Tuss.
Here.
Chair Hopkins.
Here. Okay, so it's been so long, I feel like we never talk anymore. Thank you all for coming back so quickly. We got a little bit of technical cleanup to do. So when we actually get into motions, I'm going to run us through it pretty quick. My understanding is that finance and claims needs to clock on relatively early here this morning, so I'm going to make sure that you guys got time to prepare for that. So basically, we have a couple of a couple of technicals and then one extensive flesh out of our criteria language for the Gallatin College project. When we get down to Amendment 26, what I've been told is that instead of moving Amendment 26, we can reconsider our action on Amendment 7. If we push that back through with a do not pass so that the committee's action is negative on that front, it should clean everything up. We had a little bit of a coordination problem between language. Representative Tuss. Oh, gotcha. Yeah, so let's just really quick. So, and then if we want to slow down in the middle of executive action, that's perfectly fine. But otherwise, I'll try to whip us through it a little bit quick. So Amendment 24 is replacing Amendment 13. This is dealing with Gallatin College and the fleshed out language as to what marks they need to be checking off in order to get up and running. Amendment 25 is dealing with... a little bit of clarification language along our amendment for the Beartooth WMA. And then Amendment 26 is the one that I was talking about. We won't be moving that. We'll be reconsidering our action on the recommendation that we processed previously, and we'll throw a do not pass on it, and that should clean us up on that front. Everybody sound good?
Sounds good.
All right. With that, we're going to go ahead and open executive action. And with that, we're going to go ahead and open up executive action on House Bill 5. Members, you now find yourself within executive action on House Bill 5, and I am going to move HB 0005-001024. Members, this was our language around Gallatin College and the things that they need to do in order to get up and running. Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing no discussion, can I get a voice vote?
I'll call for question.
Question being called. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion passes. Members, you now find yourself back on discussion for House Bill 5 with one amendment slash recommendation slash whatever you would like to call it. That I would move HB 0005-001025. This is again dealing with our cleanup language for Beartooth WMA. Is there discussion on the motion? See no discussion. Senator Lang.
Go ahead, Senator Lang.
Well, I'd just like to see where it's at. It says it's page 17.
This was a Fish and Wildlife Parks, Beartooth Wildlife Management Area.
Yeah. One of the tabs, I suppose. I could be all the way, but...
It's up on... Yes,
it's... These amendments were worked up with who, Mike? Our senator, or whatever your name is, Chairman Hopkins?
Vice Chair Cuff, this is just us going over our work from executive action previous and tying up any loose ends, or, you know, we had to go through the drafting process with a little bit of speed, and I certainly got a couple of things wrong in requesting the original versions, and so this is just going back through with technicals to make sure our I's are dotted and T's are crossed, etc.
But these were worked up kind of in conjunction with budget office, or?
Yeah, we made sure to check off with everybody. Speaker Regeer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So on this, is it, I mean, just a quick explanation. Is this just specifying then the two state special revenues that it's coming from versus what we're striking, the $8 million?
Speaker Regeer, yes, but I'll also turn it over to Katie here. Give her a second to set up.
Mr. Chairman, Speaker Regeer, so yes, it's just specifying that the $4 million in 2A is state special revenue. It's specifying the biennium beginning July 1st, 2023, and then in 2B, again, specifying the biennium beginning July 1st, 2023, and that the additional $4 million is of state special revenue.
Thank you, Speaker Regeer. Senator Lang? Question being called. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Oh, yeah, we do have everybody in the committee today. God, we are good at this. Motion passes unanimously. Members, you are now back in discussion on House Bill 5 as several times amended slash recommended. I would move that we reconsider our action on HB 007. And we'll give us 1 second here.
Page 5, line 21.
All right, members. And for this one, when we were going through to request this amendment, I made a bit of a mistake on what we were actually asking for in the first place. So when we voted on the amendment, it did nothing that we actually needed it to do. So we went back and fixed it. What we were looking to do was give authorization on the maintenance and repair side. I'll give us a second to get to the right place. Katie?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So what I have up on the screen is amendment number 7. Basically, it was just cutting them $1 million to match the project title of roof replacements only.
Thank you. Is there, sorry. I guess I need to replace that motion. Well, we had reconsideration, so that put Amendment 7 back on our table. Now I would move Amendment 007 with a do not pass. And now we would find ourselves within discussion on not just the reconsideration, but giving a negative vote to the motion on 7, which will basically repeal it.
Call the question.
Hold on 1 second, Vice Chair Cuff. Senator Lang.
Mr. Chairman, is this the kind of the roof thing we okayed, but we didn't have a building to put it on or something like that?
Yeah. So what we were actually looking for was split authority, basically. And I took that as, why don't we just have four people at each corner of a roof, just hold it up and, you know, see if it works out.
I will second Senator Cuff's call for the question.
Hey, there we go. We're back. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed, no. Motion will pass unanimously. Members, we will go ahead and close executive action on House Bill 5, and then we will close executive action itself. And now we find ourselves back in order as the good old-fashioned long-range planning subcommittee. With that, members, is there any comments for the good of the committee? Vice Chair Cuff.
So there's no change on that other than removing what we did on the...
Vice Chair Cuff, yeah, my understanding was we had basically gotten the language that we needed in another place, so we didn't have to process the additional recommendation to get us the language to make sure that these folks had the authority to spend the money as we intended for them to spend the money. And so really what we needed to do was reconsider and strip our action on Amendment 7, which then left us exactly where we wanted to be in the very first place. And while I am at it, apologies to the subcommittee for messing that up in the first place.
So where's the $1.8 million now?
It is right in the bill where it is supposed to be, and this time around it's actually getting spent on the stuff that we intended for it to get spent on. So
very good.
That's a plus. Further comments, discussion from the committee, Representative Tuss.
Mr. Chair, I apologize for this. I probably should have brought this up when we were having the conversation relative to Gallatin College. I noticed on the new section in the bill, section 14, it talks about appropriating to the Department of Administration. Is that typical instead of OCHE?
Representative Tuss, I don't know about typical, although I would say that it is typical, but in this case specifically, what I'm trying to achieve, I like the project. I think it's a good project. I think it's going to add a lot of value to the state of Montana when it's up and running, but it is also a rather expensive project that we did not walk in here with, so I want to make sure that they are meeting the criteria set forth by us before they're getting up and running. And once that criteria is met and set up, we expect a department to get them up and running and leave us with a pretty beautiful and beneficial building. Katie, did you have something for us?
Mr. Chair, Representative Tess, just add that if you look in the House Bill 5, the major repairs in the capital development projects in Section 2 and 3 are appropriated to Department of Administration. That allows Mr. Catherman to work on those.
My apologies for prolonging this, but for instance, the building at Northern, same language. It went to the Department of Administration. Okay, thank you.
And that is no problem. Yeah, I was just trying to whip us through executive action to make sure that we weren't holding up finance and claims. We obviously went through that pretty darn decent from a speed point of view. So yeah, if anybody's got comments, questions, by all means, we're doing okay on time at the moment. Vice Chair Cuff.
Actually, tomorrow's the deadline for subcommittee work. So we're a day early.
Hey, we're hitting it right on time, at least by legislative standards.
And we managed to finish slower than Section D.
This will be a first time for Section F, although I think that somewhat fits considering the scope of the work that we had to process here for this session as opposed to what we've experienced in a couple past ones.
I had to run the ball.
Katie, did it add up to $1.5 billion? Do you happen to know?
I think we're probably over, Mr. Chairman, Vice Chair Cuff, I'm pretty sure we're over the $1.5 billion.
Probably by a $50 million or so.
At least, yes.
Status sheet out.
The first version of the status sheet, I believe, was released yesterday afternoon.
Why did you bring it and explain it to us?
What's that? Well, I would need to have Speaker Regeer explain it to me first, and you know, we go down the line here in the room. Well, members, if there's no further comments from other members of the committee, we will be standing in the same place that we were a week ago. There is a chance that we might need to come back together for one reason or another, but otherwise, our work is finished. Vice Chair. Okay, never mind. I just wanted to say one more time thank you to the members of the subcommittee for your work here this session and for individuals who have been here for a little bit for all your work in past sessions. I thank John, I thank Sarah, I thank Katie, and Katie, thank you for, you know, actually standing us up throughout this entire thing. It's been quite a process. And then, you know, especially I would thank Vice Chair Cuff. You know, when I came in here, he was my chair for the committee, spent a whole bunch of time running me through everything, answering all of my stupid questions, and with any luck, it turned out to be a pretty good thing. So that's all you get from me. Are there any further comments from members of the committee?
When we're off the air.
When we were off the air. Speaker Regeer.
Thank you to you there, Chair Hopkins, for your leadership.
Well, thank you very much, sir. With that, members, we are going to go ahead and shut down long-range planning. Thank you very much for your time here this morning.